Well, hello, everybody, and welcome to Basic Gospel with Bob Christopher. I'm Bob Davis. And as always, during this program, the phone lines are open for you. We'll welcome your call right now to 844-322-2742. If you have a Bible question or if you're dealing with some troublesome life issue at home, on the job, wherever it happens to be, well, let us hear from you. We'd like to discuss it with you. Call 844-322-2742 because it's Basic Gospel, everybody. And here's Bob Christopher.
Well, thanks, Bob. And yes, we would love to hear from you on today's program. Go ahead and call that number right now, 844-322-2742. Let's talk about how to start a new year as believers in Christ Jesus, how we are to prioritize what this new year is going to bring to us. So let's talk about it today, 844-322-2742. We have a wonderful resource that we want to put in your hands to help you start this new year in a very positive way. It's a 30-day devotional on the person and work of Jesus Christ. It's one in our Hear It, Believe It, Live It series. So it's yours for a gift to Basic Gospel this month, and we want to put it in your hands. And in this particular resource, we look at 30 different passages in the New Testament, a couple in the Old Testament as well, that really focus on Jesus. Who is Jesus? What did he say about himself? One of those passages is found in John 6:35. Jesus said to them, "I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me shall not hunger, and whoever believes in me shall never thirst." So this is one of those seven great I am statements. That's God's name. He is the great I am. Jesus claimed that name for himself, said that he is I am as well. And then he underscores that in all of these statements when he says, "I am the bread of life." That's who he is. That's who he always will be. And when you come to him, you're going to find that to be true, that he truly is who he said that he is. So, "I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me shall not hunger, and whoever believes in me shall never thirst." Now, he gave this statement right after he performed one of his many, many miracles. So there was a crowd of people. He had compassion on them. He knew they were hungry. So he asked his disciples, what food supplies do we have? And they didn't have any. There was no store open. So they went through the crowd and they found two fish and a number of loaves. I think that's what it was. The numbers were. And they gave those food substances to Jesus. He multiplied that and fed the crowd, fed 5,000 men. And then with the 5,000 men, there were women and children as well. So he fed a bunch of people with a very little bit of food. Yeah. And when it was all said and done, there was food that they gathered up. That's the miracle of God. Now, Jesus, after that miracle, he kind of went away silently, crossed over the Sea of Galilee. There was a moment where he met his disciples in the boat and walked, you know, they saw him coming, and, you know, that was quite the vision itself. But they get to the other side, and when the people whom Jesus had fed had realized that he wasn't there with them anymore, they get in boats and they go over to where Jesus was. Yeah. And when they get there, Jesus says, "I know why you followed me, and it's not because of the miracle. It's because I fed your bellies. Mm-hmm. I put food in your stomachs, and now you want me to do the same thing, to put more food in your stomachs." And he says, don't spend all your effort on food that's going to perish, but try to find food that leads to eternal life. And that's where he says, "I am the bread of life." He is the one God sent from heaven. So there was a story in the Old Testament about God providing manna from heaven to feed the Israelites who were out in the desert, wandering in the desert. And that food was from heaven, from God's hand to the people of Israel. But Jesus says, "I'm the true food. I'm the real food. I'm the one God has sent down. I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me shall not hunger." So as individuals, we have this spiritual hunger that is inside of us. And we try to satisfy that hunger through worldly means, through worldly offers. But none of those can truly satisfy that deep hunger that we all have. Only Jesus, the great I Am, can satisfy the spiritual hunger deep within us. But when we come to Jesus, we're going to find that He is enough, and that when we receive Him by faith, that spiritual hunger is satisfied once and for all.
Yes.
It's not something that needs to be re-satisfied and re-satisfied and re-satisfied. It's not like we have to eat of Jesus three meals a day, 7 days a week. We simply come to Him, and when we do, that spiritual hunger is satisfied. Whoever believes in Him shall never thirst. So the question, have you come to Christ as the bread of life? Has your spiritual hunger been satisfied through faith in Jesus? If not, today is your day. Today, if you hear His voice, do not harden your heart. Simply believe and receive Jesus for who He claimed to be, and you're going to find that He truly does satisfy the hungers of the heart.
Absolutely. Bob, thanks for those words as we get underway with this edition of Basic Gospel. Thank you for being with us, friends. We would love to hear from you at 844-322-2742. As Bob said, if you hear His voice, let us hear yours, 844-322-2742. And friends, again, we extend our deepest thanks to each of you who stand with us in support of Basic Gospel and the message of grace in the Lord Jesus Christ. It brings joy to our hearts that so many of you have heard, believed, and are living in the good news of Jesus. As Bob and I have said, for each of you who donates during January, we want to send you a brand new, hot off the press 30-day devotional called Hear It, Believe It, Live It. I know you'll be glad to receive this new devotional written by Bob Christopher to help you grow in your Christian life by taking a fresh look at the Lord Jesus Christ. Be sure to request your copy when you make your gift to support Basic Gospel in January, and you can do that right now or anytime at basicgospel.net. We'd love for you to partner with us. Well, once again, that phone number, 844-322-2742. Give us a call. We want to hear from you on this edition of Basic Gospel.
Well, thanks, Bob. We have many listeners or watchers of our radio broadcast through Facebook and YouTube. One B is with us almost every day, and she's asking for us to pray for her and her husband. She was just tested for positive for COVID, and I know many, many people are getting that positive test back, and that's going to alter their life for a period of time. So, B, we'll pray for you and your husband, and pray for God's healing grace in that situation that can help move you through that illness and bring you to the other side with better health than when you started.
Yeah,
so that's
yeah.
Our prayer for you, and thanks for sharing that with us today through our YouTube Basic Gospel channel.
Elaborate on that just a little bit, because I think that's a great way for our listeners to communicate with us as well as through the phone.
Yes, indeed. So every day we go live with this through our YouTube channel, mm-hmm. also through our Facebook page. And so you can watch, and as you do, you can actually chat with us. If you have a question, you can pose your question right there. I know many of the viewers, they actually chat with one another,
uh-huh.
and that's encouraging to see as well. So if you're interested in joining us by video stream, all the information on how you can do that is at basicgospel.net. At the very top of our homepage, you can click our Facebook link or our YouTube link, and that will take you to the live video stream of the broadcast every day at 3 p.m. Central Time.
One more way that you can connect with Basic Gospel.
Yes, indeed.
I want to give that phone number once again, because we'd love to hear your voice as well. 844-322-2742. That's good in the U.S. and Canada. Well, Bob, we had this call that came in off hours. Let's see who's calling.
My name is Ralph. I live in Twin Falls, Idaho. My question is, do you suppose Nathaniel understood what our Lord said to him over in John chapter 1, verse 51? I can't understand it, so please clarify. Thank you, and God's blessings to you and your ministry.
Well, thank you, Ralph. Thanks for calling, and that's a very good question about John 1:51. Did Nathaniel understand exactly what Jesus was saying to him? Probably not. He may have been familiar with the reference that Jesus was making, the connection to an Old Testament story. But as far as the real understanding, that probably didn't come to Nathaniel until after the Holy Spirit had been given to the people on the day of Pentecost. That was the way it was for all the disciples. They didn't understand a lot of things that Jesus said to them while he was with them, but all of that became clear after Jesus had ascended and he gave the gift of the Spirit to the people. And the Spirit was to guide them into all truth, was to take the things of the Lord Jesus and make them known unto these apostles and to us today so that we could truly understand. So here's the passage that Ralph is referring to. So Nathanael, he sees Jesus coming, and he has already been told about Jesus, and he's been told that he's from Nazareth, and Nathanael exclaims to the disciples, "Can anything good come from Nazareth?" And so Nathanael is seated underneath a fig tree, and Jesus knew all about that. And here in verse 50, Jesus asked Nathanael, "Do you believe this? Just because I told you I had seen you under the fig tree, you will see greater things than this." So Nathanael had exclaimed to Jesus, "Rabbi, you are the Son of God, King of Israel," based on the fact that Jesus knew a little bit about Nathanael that Nathanael was surprised about. So he said, "Do you believe this? Because I told you I had seen you under the fig tree." Then he said, "I tell you the truth, you will see heaven open and the angels of God going up and down on the Son of Man, the one who is the stairway between heaven and earth." So here Jesus says something significant about himself. He is the stairway between heaven and earth. So there's the Lord's Prayer. And the Lord's Prayer says, as it is in heaven, shall it be here on earth. Well, Jesus Christ is where heaven and earth connect. He is that stairway that brings the two together. Yeah. And so what he's saying to Nathanael is that through Jesus, you're going to be able to see the works of God right in front of you. And certainly Nathanael was an eyewitness to all of the amazing miracles that God the Father worked through Jesus Christ the Son. So he saw how he was the stairway and how God did his work through Jesus. Now, this is a reference all the way back to the book of Genesis and to Jacob, Jacob's ladder. Jacob had a dream, and he saw a ladder, and he saw the angels ascending and descending on that. And in that dream, he had found a place and he had found a rock, and he rested his head on that rock. And when he fell asleep, he saw that vision. Well, what was that? Well, it was a vision about God doing his work through the promise that God had made to Abraham, Isaac, and now to Jacob, that through his seed, the world was going to be blessed. Well, who is the seed of Jacob? Who is the seed of Isaac? Who is the seed of Abraham? It is Jesus Christ himself, the stairway between heaven and earth. And it's through Jesus that we are blessed individually and corporately as a body of believers. So that's what this is in reference to. It's simply saying that it is through Jesus that the works of God are being manifest in the world today. Well, we are now partakers in Jesus. We have taken of him by faith. We have been added to the body, and now those works are being manifested through us, the body of Christ Jesus. So that's what this vision is all about. Did Nathanael understand it when Jesus said those words? Probably not. Ralph, I hope this explanation clears it up for you. And like I said, focus on the fact that Jesus claims to be the stairway between heaven and earth, and the works of God are going to be seen and made manifest through him. Mm-hmm. Nathanael had an opportunity to see that with his very eyes as Jesus performed the many miracles that he did, and as Jesus offered himself as the once-for-all sacrifice to take away the sins of the world, and then was resurrected on that third day and then ascended into heaven 40 days later. Nathanael saw it. He was an eyewitness.
Yeah.
He saw how God worked in and through Jesus.
He was a blessed man.
Yes, he was.
Of course, in Jesus, we're all blessed. So.
Yes, and the reference to the story in Genesis about Jacob is in Genesis chapter 28.
Okay, Genesis chapter 28. Ralph, hope you're listening. Hope that's a help to you. Thanks for reaching out. Still plenty of time and plenty of open lines for you, friends. We'd love to hear from you on this edition of Basic Gospel. Bob Christopher, I'm Bob Davis. And that number, 844-322-2742. That's good in the U.S. and Canada, 844-322-2742.
Well, we have this question that comes to us from Tracy, who is watching us on Facebook today.
Hi, Tracy.
If I pray a lot, is it the same as calling upon the name of the Lord to be saved? Well, we can pray a lot about all kinds of things. We can pray for our health. We can pray for our finances. We can pray for strength to get through the day. We can pray for all sorts of things. And many people all over the world pray those things on a day-to-day basis.
Yeah.
And they pray them not knowing personally, God the Father or Jesus Christ the Son. They're just praying because they believe God exists, and they think maybe he can help them in their day-to-day lives. But when we call upon the name of the Lord, it's because we are responding to the gospel message. We are responding to what we have heard concerning Christ Jesus. And what have we heard concerning Christ Jesus as far as the good news is concerned? That Jesus died for our sins according to scriptures, that he was buried on the third day. He was raised back to life according to scriptures. And in that good news, the power of the gospel resides. It does something and draws us to a point where we call upon the name of the Lord and we're saved. And in calling upon the name of the Lord, we are saying with our mouth, Jesus is Lord. We're believing in our hearts that God raised him from the dead.
Yeah.
So there's generic prayer. We've all been involved in generic prayer. But then there's specific prayer that lines up with the will of God. It's the will of God that none should perish. So when we call upon the name of the Lord, we are praying in accordance with the will of God. And when we pray in accordance with the will of God, we know that he hears us and that he answers us, answers our requests. So anybody who calls upon the name of the Lord, guess what? God's going to save them.
Absolutely.
That's good news.
That's good news, Tracy. Hope you're listening. And I was thinking about this. Friends, there's a lot that is encompassed in the phrase, hear it, believe it, live it. It's what we're all about here at Basic Gospel. No one will believe the gospel of Jesus Christ until they hear it. In the same way, no one can live in the good news of the gospel until they believe. So here at Basic Gospel, our purpose is to help people hear, believe, and live every day in the safety and assurance of that good news of Jesus Christ, who loved us and gave himself for us. To say thank you for your support to Basic Gospel in January, we offer you a wonderful new opportunity to take a fresh look at Jesus Christ and what he has done for us through our new devotional called Hear It, Believe It, Live It. It's an opportunity to get to know Jesus in a much deeper way, and we want you to be a part of that. So when you make your gift to support Basic Gospel this month, we're going to send you this new 30-day devotional, Hear It, Believe It, Live It, to say thank you for your gift of support to Basic Gospel. And as always, you can make your contribution at basicgospel.net. That's basicgospel.net. Well, Bob, we had this question from Duane. He says, I hear the arguments from both sides about water baptism. I personally don't see that water baptism is a requirement, but I have a question about the not required argument used in Acts 2:38. I see the book of Acts as a record of the changes and growth in the church, and I'm wondering if Peter, at that particular time, could have possibly meant that being water baptized was a requirement for salvation.
Well, I don't think Peter ever believed that water baptism was a requirement for salvation. I think he was simply saying to the Jews, you have been so enmeshed in the sacrificial system as a means for gaining forgiveness. You've depended upon that. And I want you to repent. I want you to change your mind. And I want you to believe that Jesus is the final sacrifice mm-hmm. for sins. And since purification was such a big part of the Jewish way of life, and since there were so many Jewish baths around the temple, he said, let's be baptized. Let's show forth the reality of this change of mind, this change of heart. Mm-hmm. And so they did. But as we go forward, we see that everything is about believing, that water baptism is not included in the gospel message, that it's not essential, it's not required. It's not believe and be baptized, it's simply believe. And we need to really recognize that to be the case. Water baptism, if that was in the gospel, if that was a requirement for us, then it's a faith plus works baptism, which means it's simply a works salvation. Mm-hmm. So God has never operated like that. It's always been by faith. Abraham believed God, and it was credited to him as righteousness. He received the sign of circumcision after he believed, and many try to equate that sign of circumcision with water baptism. And so if you do, you have to look at the order of things. Abraham believed. It was credited to him as righteousness. Circumcision came later. Mm-hmm. So if we're looking at that, believing the gospel is all that's required. And when we believe the gospel, righteousness is credited to our account. It's imputed to us. We are saved. Now, water baptism, if we choose to participate in that, and that's a good thing, becomes a celebration of what God has done for us in Christ Jesus. It's an opportunity for you to declare openly, publicly, to a body of believers that you have been identified with Christ in his death, his burial, his resurrection, and allow the body of Christ to rejoice with you. So it's a big, huge celebration. And I think it's an important celebration. We celebrate the Lord's Supper together, and there's something that is really cool that happens when we do. We sense the reality of our connection one mm-hmm. with another, our connection with Jesus Christ, this spiritual union that we have with him, and this union that we have with one another as fellow believers in Christ Jesus. Yeah. So we celebrate, we remember what Christ has done. Baptism is the same thing. It's a celebration where an individual gets to say, hey, I've been added to the body because I have been baptized into Christ Jesus by the Spirit of God. I have been added to the body. So now I belong to Christ. I belong to you. Let's celebrate together.
Absolutely. That would be a great celebration to have together. Friends, in addition to our radio broadcast, there are other ways to connect with the Basic Gospel program every day. You can connect online with our website, our homepage at basicgospel.net. Watch for the red live feed link that will appear just before 3 p.m. daily. And at the same spot on our homepage, you will see links to both our YouTube and Facebook live video streams. You can also hear the daily broadcast on the Basic Gospel app. Any way you connect is a good way, and I hope you're listening and will call with any question or concern you might have. The always open number is 844-322-2742. Well, thanks for joining us for this edition of Basic Gospel, everybody. If there's something you'd like us to talk about on tomorrow's broadcast, leave us a voicemail at 844-322-2742. Again, that number, 844-322-2742. And please remember that Basic Gospel is a listener-supported program. We hope you'll support this ministry with your gift of any amount at basicgospel.net. Again, that site is basicgospel.net. Well, now for Bob Christopher and the ministry team, I'm Bob Davis, inviting you back again tomorrow for another edition of Basic Gospel. We'll see you then. Bye-bye.